I'm going to be talking about, let's see, psychoanalyzing people. That's a big one. Pretty cool, huh? I like this. Friend gave this to me. Pretty cool. I psychoanalyze everyone and every situation that I'm in. I do that. And I let people believe that I don't know what's going on, but I do know what's going on. All the while I'm psychoanalyzing you to see what kind of person you are, to see what you really have on the inside. And that's how I determine whether or not if you're a good person or a bad person. I psychoanalyze you. And some people, it takes me a longer time to psychoanalyze. Let's say it's a long-distance relationship, or I don't see this person often. Then it's obviously going to take me a longer time to psychoanalyze. But if it's someone that I keep in contact with a great deal, I talk to a lot on the phone, share thoughts and feelings with, and stay just close contact with, that person I psychoanalyze a lot quicker, and I get to know if they're, you know, if they really have a good heart. So that's what I do with everything. Even these people online who write to me and say that they're fans or that they like my music and stuff, I psychoanalyze them. And believe me, I do my research, and I'll look at your content, and I psychoanalyze everything that you say, everything that you do, to determine if you're a liar and you're just trying to get over. And most of them are that way. I mean, there's really only one person that I met online that wasn't a fake person. They actually turned out to be exactly who they said they were, and the person that I got to know, and now we have a close friendship. But most of the people on there, they're not that way. So you just gotta, that's what I do. I psychoanalyze everything. So some people, they just want to get the hookup. They want to make it to the next level. Do you? I call it piggybacking. You know? I mean, how could you have a friend, and let's say you run a music studio and you have a friend. Now, if that friend obviously is going to understand that you have bills and stuff to pay, and you obviously can't give them free studio time and all this stuff, but come on, you don't treat your friend like a client. You don't do that. That's just wrong. You don't charge them $100 to convert a video that they love so much to from VHS to DVD. That's just wrong. I mean, I myself would do it for free. I've done it for my friend Orlando several times. He likes watching movies, so I don't charge him for putting the movies on DVD and giving it to him. Why? He's a friend of mine. Why would I want to do that? Even if I was to charge him, it would be like minimum $2 or something, a tape or something, not $100 for the whole process. Come on. You don't try to get rich off the backs of your friends, supposed friends. Then they wonder why. What did I do wrong? Blah, 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 blah. Shut up, you dumb loser. A loser, you know what I'm saying? Keep away from people like that. Anyway, rant. I'm starting to rant and rave, and that's not this segment. I've lost my train of thought. What were we talking about? Oh, psychoanalyzing. So that's what I do. I psychoanalyze people, and I determine that, and it takes a long time. Certain people it takes years, some people it takes months, like I said, but I psychoanalyze and determine it's time to go. Bye-bye. See you later. It's like when I was going to this church, this apostolic church. Loved it. Loved it. You know, going to church every Sunday, sometime on prayer nights. I'm not sure if it was Tuesday or Thursday nights. Loved it. You know, when I went there and I paid attention to what the pastor said, didn't pay attention to any of the congregation, and I prayed and I went home and I was filled with joy. But then when I started congregating with the congregation, and then they started, you know, telling me this and telling me that and telling me I'm doing this wrong, I'm doing that wrong. Well, they literally chased me out of the church. And then when some of the ministers came up to me and said, you know, you gotta testify every week. I mean, what if you don't have a testimony every week? You know, you can't force someone to testify if they don't have a testimony. So they literally chased me out of the church. What could I do? You know, God is within me, and I pray to Him and talk to Him every day. So, I'm sorry it didn't work out, but sometimes that's just the way things are. Certain things and certain people come into your life for a reason. I believe that everything doesn't happen just, you know, by accident. So everything and everyone that's currently in my life right now, I believe that this is where they're meant to be and supposed to be, and that's where I'm supposed to be. And I really don't see a future here in Connecticut. I hate to say it, but there's no future here. I'm not sure where I'm going to be headed, you know. But I don't see a future in Connecticut. So that's how I'm feeling right now. So, there you have it. Thanks for watching, and keep watching those videos. Don't forget, call in your questions, and maybe you'll be on the Q&A part of the show. 661-451-6925, or you can email your questions to customerservice@raydog.com. Thanks.